Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Thank you for covering for me yesterday. I really appreciate it. It was kind of a last-minute deal with my wife, who I have to say happy birthday to. You know, just occasionally you get the bug to do something completely different. And it was to the airport and a very, very quick trip across the pond for a birthday celebration. And well, as a matter of fact, we got a little clip from her birthday party we have with friends.
Oh, how nice.
On a jet over to Paris. Mm-hmm. Roll the tape of the birthday party. It was amazing. So everybody was there.
Yeah.
This is just
jet. No, that was at the nightclub when we arrived. There it is.
You must have been so winded after inflating all those balloons. Yeah.
It's great. Well, it keeps me young. It keeps me young, Rob.
Yes,
it really, it keeps me so young. What a great time we had.
I thought when you said that you were going to the airport, I thought sure you were headed over
You popped again.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
That was just a pop.
And he popped again right there. We can't have it today. We got it all over.
All
it
right.
was all over. It was Go all over. Why don't you? Yeah.
I'll see you later, guys.
Jesus Christ! Wow.
We'll figure it out. We're getting there.
Yeah, it's been 7 months.
Yeah, and I reached out to our the software we use. They don't have any answers. We've tried new cables. We tried new browser today. I've got one more.
I feel bad for you guys because you were talking about how it was solved.
Yeah, we thought we solved it. We tried so much this morning to pop that early into the show is disappointing. we have one other plan that we will try after the show.
Okay, all right. If he keeps popping, we'll give him the day off today. That'll be that'll be the plan. No, it is. I have to pause and say happy birthday.
It's today.
It's today. I have done the minimum this morning, but the day, as soon as we are done with the show, it's on me, and I am feeling a little birthday pressure. Not because of what she does, but because of what when I bitch. I think you've known me long enough to know when I do that little bitching about the birthdays aren't special enough and all of that. So she's very excited, though, because she's got a new retail space. And so she's very, very excited about that.
Was that your birthday gift?
That was my birthday gift is that, you know, she has been waiting for this, and commercial real estate in some of the better locations mm-hmm. is a process, and it's a process that she went through. And so, you know, today she said, you know what I really want for my birthday? I said, well, a sign for my shop. I'm like, yeah, that's eyes on the prize. I'm all about that. That's cool.
Could you alter the sign that Jimmy has from O'Mara's?
Boy, that'd be a neat repurposing. I'm not sure.
It'd be a lot of shipping. It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Shipping's going to cost more than a new sign.
I think that she has to have the certain sign. She's in the real deal right now.
Oh, okay. So it has to conform. Sort of blend in, yeah.
But this is super cool. She's you know, the anchor store for this mall is a brand new redesigned Publix grocery store. So she's in the and down two doors down is a Duck Donuts, and it is
overrated.
But it's still
it's a good business.
Chain,
but it's overrated, yeah.
And very very cool. So I'm proud of her. I thought she's got that.
Would have taken a place at that place that was anchored by the bar that you took your son to.
Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Wasn't
that off a strip mall? Wasn't that adjacent to a strip mall?
Did I talk enough about how I was disappointed with Twin Peaks? That I personally was just like, it was so it was so average when it come. If you get away from the butt cleavage and the breast cleavage.
And what have I been asking for years, Mike? Please get away from the butt cleavage.
You know what I mean? When you get away from that, it ends up being just a meh, just kind of an overcrowded.
Mediocre food,
too many televisions, too much noise. I am not capable of really enjoying a sporting event in a sports bar.
Right.
Even though I owned kind of an Irish pub sports bar, the multiple televisions have never been something I give two rats' asses
about. And didn't you say they were changing the TVs while you were there?
Yeah, they changed three times. That's not the TV that I was watching.
That's very bad.
To keep it on my thing. But I can't.
They don't. It's not a place that advertises the food. I've never heard one thing about the food or the type of food they sell. So,
I bet I can explain the menu to you perfectly before I've even been there. You've got wings, right?
Yeah.
I bet there's all manner of fried appetizer you can get.
Yeah.
Cheese, probably.
Flatbread pizzas. Flatbread pizzas
because they're easy. Of course, burgers, a chicken sandwich. And then for dessert,
it's the same bar fare.
Brownie related.
But then with the multiple television, and then, you know, it's like. Are they stunning supermodels?
Mike, be
There's
careful.
Some very attractive women that walk around the bar.
Something for everybody.
But it's the main attraction, of course, is the scantily clad servers. And I probably say, you know what? I sound every bit like a 66-year-old. We'll have seniors in the news today, so I will.
It would be a better experience if they focused on the food?
It would be a better experience if I was 27 years old.
I understand.
That's when it would be a better experience. But so happy birthday to Carla. I'm very, very excited.
Is it today or was it yesterday?
It is today. We got back from Paris last night. If you just tuned in, roll that again. This is just another, let's see that clip again from our party in Paris. It was so much fun. So many celebrities were there.
That's great.
Everybody younger than me, it seems.
It's sad that since you were doing the video, you're not on the camera.
I was taking the video. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were under all the balls.
Again.
Oh, you caught me. That's right. It was someone else. We brought a videographer with us. Yeah. Jump in, honey. And there I am.
Yes, see, all the screaming is you under those balls just grabbing
them. And then I pop up out of the balls. And now that's what I call marine biology. Oh,
so
that's the whole thing
that you told me yesterday about flying over to England today.
Yes.
To be with the president and the king. That was just a smokescreen.
Did you see the giant? The Brits really don't like Trump. And is it near Buckingham Palace or it's somewhere where they unfurled like a 3 football field length photograph of Trump and Epstein that I think is supposed to be viewed by helicopter.
For
when he was flying in.
He was on Marine One, yeah.
Yeah, people don't realize. We think of the Brits as genteel and royalty. When they're tabloid media... is more vicious than ours, so it's hard to believe. But anyway,
it is fun to see all the pop and circumstance of their guys out there and the carriage ride and everything. This morning.
I love that stuff. Love that stuff. I think it's in our DNA that we kind of like the. I love a good marching band and the Queen's Guard. Only been to London, I think, once in my life, maybe twice, and it to see that the first time, it's very, very cool. But of course, in the early days, first time I was in London, we were doing things like as Jacques Jocks would do. So getting thrown out of the Tower of London.
Was a radio. Sponsored trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a radio sponsored trip, and we got thrown out of the tower for doing something breaking protocol. I don't like the people that on the viral videos that go up and F with the guards.
I don't like that either.
And the other thing they do is if the Queen's Guards, and I think it's the Queen's Guards we're talking about, are marching from point A to point B and you're in their way, they don't break stride.
No, you.
They'll walk right over you. They will literally walk right. And I think that's kind of.
Are they the beef eaters with the big tall black hats?
No, the beef eaters are at the Tower of London.
All right.
And the guards have the tall hats too. Some of them. It's parade dress.
It's a silly country. It really is.
Well, I should be less. fuzzy about it when Mike, you know, when being an Irishman. Come on,
Mike. I hate to tell you this, but you are popping pretty bad today.
I'm popping bad.
You are popping. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to have to restart your Chrome.
Oh, my God. I've never popped before.
You have.
Yeah.
I have?
Yes.
Nobody said online that I was popping.
Well, it wasn't yesterday.
Yeah, it was really bad yesterday.
That, when it turned out, that was like a brand new thing.
I'd like to really.
I believe he is resetted.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there is a point.
He snowballed us. He tripped us.
He said he had a point and then froze.
He's frozen. But you know what? While he steps away, before we get back to talk about ways you can screw up in England, thank you to everyone who checked out the debut episode of Hicks, Nick, Sticks, Picks.
Yes.
I was overwhelmed by the numbers, but you can do better. We will be recording a new episode today.
Yes, and it's got its own podcast feed, so go over there and rate and review just like you do this one.
Please do, and smash that like button.
Yes.
There he is. Hi there. Not funny. No. Not funny. That's not funny.
I like the sound of that click and pop.
Sammy.
That we can control.
Sorry. Okay, Robert Redford.
So sad.
I didn't realize he was 89, but of course he was 89.
Yeah.
We lost Paul Newman like a decade or two ago.
I think more than that, yeah.
Maybe more than that, and he was 80, when I think he passed away.
Did you have a favorite of the two of them? It's so easy to loop them together, even though their careers were quite divergent.
I liked, I didn't. I liked both of them.
It's really hard to pick a favorite.
I truly liked the body of work that that Robert Redford did. You always, when somebody passes away like that, you say to yourself, we don't have the same icons that we used to have. We really don't. The word legend is used too much. Icon is used too much.
You know what word I used yesterday, and I think it's appropriate here, is the last of the movie stars. I mean, we have a lot of people that star in movies now. But we don't have many movie stars. Like when you see them on the screen, they're electric, they're dynamic, they draw you in. They have almost like an innate excitement. I'm not getting that from Jacob Elordi.
I'm going to go in a different direction.
All right.
I don't think it's movie star as much as one of the last truly great romantic leading men.
True. Yeah. Uh-huh. I agree.
In his day, even more so than Paul Newman. I mean, Paul Newman was a screen idol, don't get me wrong, but Robert Redford was the romantic lead. And he also made tons of different movies, but to be the classic romantic lead, the way we were with Barbra Streisand, mm-hmm. when they were at the absolute peak of their fame, and she was a wonderful singer. She was a good actress.
Yeah,
but
great.
She was not considered a screen beauty by any stretch of the imagination. Bringing him in gave her that legitimacy in the way we were. I mean, he was that powerful, a romantic leading man, and he was just Robert Redford, you know? I mean, yeah, and
yesterday,
he did so much.
And it's sad because, it reminds me of how old I am. Yesterday.
Yeah, it is sad. That's probably why I'm sad about it, too.
I was at my other job, and one of the younger persons there said, hey, someone died today, and I think you might know who it is.
Oh, wow.
And I said, do you mean Robert Redford? And she said, yeah, he was apparently a big deal. I said, yes, he was a very big deal, and he was quite handsome. And she said, really? And I said, hold on a second. And I searched side-by-side pictures of Brad Pitt and Robert Redford at the same age.
Okay.
And that's the best way to explain how handsome he is to, I think, the new generation. He was Brad Pitt before Brad Pitt was Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
he
100%.
He had that same look and that same flexibility. He could be an elegant or he could be rugged.
Right.
And he could play anything. He could play someone very smart. He could play someone very dumb.
Right.
And he's one of the last that'll go that I think I could say I'm like a third generation fan of in my family. Yeah. Because it goes back that far. So it's just...
And I've seen a couple of his movies.
You'll see more soon on our show, Josh.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid with Paul Newman and Robert Redford was a massive movie. But I think my all-time favorite Robert Redford movie is All the President's Men, where
a perfect movie.
Yeah, I think pretty close. When you talk about the choice of leads, the character actors in it,
Robards,
the cameo,
so great, Jason
James Robards as Ben Bradley at the Washington Post, and then the score, of All the President's Men was. If you want to do a score for a political thriller or a movie about intrigue, there is when they are getting to the moment where they are breaking the lid off Watergate, and you hear that, it was the perfect film. And
plus 5 points for you and me because it's probably the best on location Washington, D.C. shooting that exists. The footage of D.C. in the 70s is strikingly wonderful. It's really
with
good.
The when they had real helicopter shots. They were using a lot of that. And Dustin Hoffman played off of him so perfectly. There are just very few people that you totally pause.
Yeah,
and remember, and
when
anybody...
I told my mom that he passed because it broke yesterday morning, and her first reply wasn't like scare or anything. She went, "Oh, he was so handsome," and that's what he left people with. And for like the past 60 years, he's been so handsome.
I think the definitive movie star good looks. Josh, you're the youngest of the trio here. I want to ask you: does the name did he click with you with being in your 40s?
Yeah. I know the name. I didn't know.
Been a long time since he's made a lot of movies.
I looked. He's been in some adventure movies as little parts and stuff, but the only movie I could really come across that I've watched of his is The Natural.
The Natural
is... I'm so glad you brought that up, Mike. Can we have a little clip? This is one of my favorites from The Natural.
Okay.
Right here. Here we go. This is Roy Hobbs trying to get on the
batting, team. Batting practice and... Wilford Brimley's noticing him for the first time. And
I love the sound in this scene. The ball hitting the... right. Oh, it's great.
The definitive baseball movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Try this one, Grandpa.
Just beautiful batting practice.
So this is where the best part when Brimley approaches him. I could have played that bat boy.
Calls him by his first name for the first time. Not that I know every scene in this movie. Hobbs, Roy.
Roy! Come here. Let me see that bat.
He thinks it's the bat.
Yep.
Pops.
Not bad, kid.
Where'd you get this?
I made it myself from a tree near home.
Wonder Boy. Take it out. Put that on there? What does it mean?
I made it a long time ago when I was a kid. I wanted it to be a very special bat.
How about this? It's lightning bolt.
The tree that I made it from was split open by lightning.
Don't figure this. All those years and you never played organized baseball?
Well, I sort of got sidetracked.
Red, measure that, weigh it. If it comes up to specifications, we'll let you use it.
Man, I think maybe if I can find the time, busy day, birthday day, but I will tell you that... if I can find the time, I got to watch that again.
We've been talking a lot about his acting, which is sensational, and no one could put a finger on it. But then don't forget, He directed Ordinary People. He directed Quiz Show. Yeah. And also,
I forgot he directed Quiz Show. I forgot
he invented the Sundance Film Festival, which helped keep independent film alive. So he is a hero within the business as well.
If you went back to when he founded Sundance and you listed the movies that were put on the map from Sunday, I think I'm going to try to curate that for tomorrow. I really will. I will try to list the movies that have really gotten their boost from that festival.
Yeah.
It would blow you out of the water how many great movies have come out of that.
It's not pretentious like Cannes. It's just, it's the movies that come out of there. I think they have a more solid base in America, the mindset of America. Those are the movies that we want to see. But
I can't believe I forgot The Natural. I can't believe I mentioned All the President's Men, and I forgot my all-time favorite sports movie.
It's easy because he has such a huge catalog.
Not baseball movie, all of sports movies.
I think I haven't seen The Natural.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I think I've just seen all the clips.
Josh,
and because I've seen so many clips, I haven't watched it in full.
It's marvelous.
I don't remember that discussion over him making the baseball bat.
It is Barbara Hershey. It is Glenn Close. It is Wilfred Brimley. It is Robert Duvall. It is Robert Redford. It is Darren McGavin.
The dad from A Christmas Story.
The owner. Oh, my God. Actor. The actor that plays the Roy Hobbs.
Yeah.
You'll pardon the absence of light. I wish I could remember his name. Damn it, he's a great one.
I know that Richard Farnsworth played the guy he called Red in that.
Richard Farnsworth as the assistant manager. It's just loaded.
And of course, Mike, the Bat Boy.
The Bat Boy who was fantastic.
He was. I love that character.
Now,
he's so good.
Josh, you've watched Field of Dreams, I take it.
100 times.
100 times. Yes. All right. I would love you to watch The Natural in its entirety.
Put it on your list. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I was thinking of making a curveball. Let's do for our next episode. Let's do The Natural, because you will
episode
love watching
two or episode three.
Episode three will be The Natural.
I will join you for that one. I will join you for
awesome.
That one.
I love
absolutely.
It.
Next week. I will do that next week. That is fantastic. It leads me to, since we're always throwing things out.
Oh, and
at
Mike,
each other.
Also, we'd be remiss if we didn't say you said the score of All the President's Men. The score, Randy Newman's score for The Natural, was a game changer for me. I loved the evocative of the era. It was just amazing.
Do you think, and I don't want to sound like an old fart, but I will. I think that is missing from film.
Music.
You know, it's
yes.
not music, but scores.
Scoring. Yeah.
Dramatic scores are almost, they feel as though they're trite, that they're cliche.
Like they went to a library.
You know, and I really wish that they created more, because you'll hear a score in a film and then it's used for 2 decades for different TV projects,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, and they love licensing a familiar record from 1975 to 1980
right.
And using that in lieu of original music.
Yes.
Sometimes that works, but don't use it as a crutch.
Yeah, I'd love to talk. That's my all too great movies. So check that out. Speaking of things we're supposed to watch, I started the Charlie Sheen documentary, Josh.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I think one of the observations you had made with it is how likable he is.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's his downfall.
He's so incredibly likable. And one of the things I became aware of watching the first part of that documentary is how many of these kids started out there, these iconic actors, Laura Dern,
yeah.
Sean Penn.
By the way, he looks good, doesn't he?
An advertisement for smoking and smoking aging someone, my God.
How
Sean
bad
Penn.
Do you need a cigarette that you can't not spark up during an interview on a television program?
That's Sean Penn. And
he's horrifying to look at.
It is, but what a great actor.
He is.
The thing about it is that I didn't realize they were out there in Malibu when Malibu was rural.
Yeah.
Which is just so amazing to me. And you'd be next door to a teacher or next door to a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Malibu. And they're all these kids. And the son of a famous, a massive star,
right.
Martin Sheen, and they're making little movies. And that's how they started. And
a lot
that's
of how shooting in those
it.
Movies, Mike. A lot of guns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so funny. Just like kids that would yeah. have a movie camera and
exactly.
play with it
mm-hmm.
back in the day. But, you know, the years have not been kind to Charlie Sheen, but I look forward to staying with it. Unfortunately,
Marcos is my favorite. Once you get to Marcos,
okay.
Yeah, the drug dealer.
The reason that I turned it off was I was probably three quarters of the way through it.
Part one. Okay.
And my son came into the room, and it was right at the moment that Heidi Fleiss comes in.
And
Heidi
she
Fleiss,
looks
who
great.
Still manages to look stunning, doesn't she? Like living in a shack with birds.
I really thought
what
for a while they
F
were.
What is the deal, Wade? My God, give me a break. You okay,
looks
Rob?
Like she's living in the aquarium in Baltimore because they've got that big rainforest up there.
It's weird. Absolutely the weirdest experience. So they're doing the whole thing about Charlie's experience with escorts and
Wrote a check.
Traveler's checks.
Thought it was maybe the time to bail out on Charlie with my son doing his homework in the kitchen.
I hope
Couldn't
to get
really
to part two tonight. Hard to beat that story. Two great airplane stories in that episode.
It starts with him taking over the airplane drunk, right?
Yeah.
The pilot lets him fly it.
Yep.
But also I love his impression of Nicolas Cage, which he drops into.
He does a great impression of Nicolas Cage. Yeah. And that story on that airplane. If you, Rob, you and I, back in our drinking days, had level of, Rob and I on our best days would not enter into the realm of Cage and Sheen ever. Right. It wasn't possible.
No.
But to do that on an airplane, and I'm not going to spoil it for people,
but
you'll hear the story. It's
but
phenomenal.
To think of that pre-9/11, totally plausible.
Oh, absolutely.
Makes all the sense in the
100%.
World.
And you know, Mike, it's not that far from the truth of what could have happened with us. If we were on a frontier, we used to do the show on a Thursday. We'd usually stop at like 6, make it to National for like a 7:30 flight. And if we were flying somewhere for the weekend or a Friday show, and we would be so tuned up by the time we got on Frontier Air that it wouldn't. I know I've asked the flight attendant to make announcements that made no sense and got them to do it.
I would fly across the country for the show or for myself.
Pleasure.
And it would be, I would look forward to it because of my one of my favorite activities, which was, having a nice adult beverage. And I would quite often, two things could happen. I would endear myself to the flight crew. I really would. I was not one of these.
I know you were gifted wine upon exiting planes before.
I was gifted wine on multiple occasions. But the wine buzz would wear off, and I would not be buzzed by the time we would get to the hotel. And if there was a problem with the hotel, then I would be a little testy with maybe driving, and I was done for the day by the time we would get to a hotel.
A small variant on that is I remember one trip to Vegas where check-in was difficult, and we were both in the state of coming out of a great evening.
Yep.
And you were really upset, not only because it was taking some time to find the reservations, but you could hear the casino.
Yes.
And you it was almost like that dog in the cartoons. You were like traveling on the waves.
Come on, get me my cake. Ah!
I remember you looking at me saying, happiest sound on earth.
Do you know, with all the money they make in casinos, and with all the lavish bells and whistles in some of the finer hotels out there, they still, most of them, haven't nailed the check-in, check-out process, have they?
And that's amazing to me.
Isn't it amazing when you
see...
They would want people in there
as fast as possible.
I was watching one of the brand new ones out there, and somebody was talking about this was the line to check in, and I'm like... Why is this still a thing with the technology we have?
Well, technology is, if the hotel invests, there's some nice hotels out there now where you get a notice on your phone before you even arrive, and it says just tap your phone to open your door, and you don't talk to anyone.
That's very
there
cool.
It is.
And
there
they've got other ones where they've got a touchscreen in the lobby, and you check in, and it prints out your card right there.
Hello.
You know, there's ways we're getting better.
If you go to the Downtown Grand, I did this virtual check-in, and they sent a message to my phone that said, congratulations, you've already lost $300 at the casino.
The Downtown Grand, they turn around, and over their right shoulder is a wood board with hooks on it.
Like an old psycho motel. We have number 23 for you.
Do you want the room that? Do you want the fart room or the really bad fart room?
Or do you want the poop in the shower room? That's also available.
Thank you. We'll
I stayed
that.
In multiple hotels in Italy that were that way.
Really?
Where they gave me an old school physical key like that.
Oh, see, it's charming if you're in Italy.
Yeah,
it's not charming if you're in Las Vegas. Yeah. With that,
if they give you a key in Vegas, it's probably cocaine.
I think when you look at a guy like Charlie Sheen, who had as he explains in the documentary, had a natural proclivity towards substances. And I think there are a lot of people like that. Yeah. But I also...
Do you?
But don't you believe that if you ever had a doubt, and I know we would have a former person on this show, Mr. Buzz Burbank, who may argue to the death about this, but I am going to tell you, that if you don't think that weed is a stepping stone drug.
Of course it is.
You know, smoking, with the amount of pot they smoke, with a guy like Charlie, I know it's not, but there's some people that can, smoke and stay with it. But all in all, when they talked about when they're making those movies, that it was like all encompassing. Sean Penn was Jeff Spicoli.
He really
that
was.
That was typecasting back in the day. That's the way he was. And then, you know, Charlie Sheen obviously took it, to the furthest level. I was banging rocks, you know, when he does that
seven
little
rocks,
line. You know?
Seven rocks.
I was like, I have one speed. Go.
Right. I think it's in that first half where he even shares for his spot on Ferris Bueller. He just showed up, stood out of the car. They said, you got the roll. Come back.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to open his mouth.
I love the idea of taking the ashes from the ashtray and rubbing it under his eyes to get that look. Because if you look at his eyes in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, it's of all the medium, it is truly amazing to me. And now throw out all the viral videos and influencers and all that. I'm talking about the movies. Where you can show up, have four lines in a major motion picture, and it can change your life.
Absolutely.
It's just stunning to me that that it happened for him on that movie.
And that also brings to, I mean, there's so many entertaining things in part one that you're both laughing and your mouth is agape that it happened. But the underlying theme that is sad, and it's actually sort of underscored by the off-camera interviewer, is that every time something like this happened to you, that you got away with it, did it make you feel unstoppable? Did it make you feel like these aren't the words, but like the golden boy, like you can get away with stuff. You have that power. And he was saying that at the beginning, it was almost maybe subconscious that he knew he would get away with this stuff.
Right.
But it built up, and that's the death of so many people that are suffering from substance abuse. Elvis Presley. I mean, no one ever told him.
Lack of consequences.
Exactly. No consequences.
You and I had our share of consequences.
You're right.
Absolutely. You had it on the show. You had it at home. I had it at home. I would have it on the show as well where, you're not beyond that. When you are at that level, the consequences don't exist. Mm-hmm. And so I think that snowballs and you get that situation with Charlie Sheen. And then what Josh so astutely pointed out in the first time we were talking about it was his lovability, his almost cuddly factor.
Charm, charm.
And part of it is him accepting that he was a horrible person through this.
Yeah.
And understanding that, like, I should be dead. I don't know why I'm alive.
Exactly. I didn't realize that his partner in crime and best bud was the equally insane Nicolas Cage.
That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm. It was a buddy show with them two going around. Mm-hmm. That's all I want.
My favorite sentence in part one is, I was at Nick Cage's castle.
Yeah. In a sketchy part of town.
In a sketchy part of town.
And
but
he
I was
likes
in his
the
castle.
View and he feels like he's really close to the crime.
Ah,
so
they're
great.
Nuts. Yeah. They're bad yes, boys. They're the definitive bad boys, and they're from Hollywood families. Oh, yep. And the nepotism of Hollywood.
Sure.
You realize how many of these iconic actors were children of iconic actors.
For example, Jennifer Grey, Ferris Bueller's
Jennifer Grey, Joel Grey's daughter.
Matthew Broderick.
Bruce Dern's Matthew Broderick, you know? Who was Matthew Broderick?
James Broderick. You would know him if you saw him. I think he was mostly a stage actor, but he's definitely a showbiz guy.
You know, I went back. The only one I know is an oldie. You'll like this, Broderick Crawford.
Broderick Crawford.
Hey, it's Broderick Crawford. Broderick Crawford. This is resonating with nobody except Rob and me right now. Broderick Crawford. If we can find, I would really love you to find, if you could find right now, Josh, this is an experiment because I think it's worth it. If you could find a video of Broderick Crawford, that's exactly what he said. I am doing my Broderick Crawford accent right now.
Broderick Crawford, that accent was ill-used in Highway Patrol, but very well-used in a Oscar-winning movie called Born Yesterday, where he basically played Broderick Crawford. Yeah. So it actually could work.
He also played Governor Huey Long, didn't he?
I believe so.
That was a Southern governor, and it didn't really work that well with playing Huey Long down in New Orleans.
Do you like to play intelligent characters, Mr. Crawford?
I like to play fast-talking characters.
There is Mr. Crawford.
Broderick Crawford, let's take
it. Yates General Store. Yates? Well, I mean buying and selling.
There he is.
Buying and selling items such as these.
Such as these, yeah, I'm Broderick Crawford.
Those checks were issued to you by Yates. He also sells automotive supplies. He admits to buying large quantities for cash. The dates of his purchases coincide with those of the recent burglaries.
This has nothing to do with me. What are you trying to do?
Oh, I'm just stating a few facts that may or may not concern you, that's all. Such as the dates and the amounts of the burglaries, Yates' purchases, the express checks, they coincide all the way down the line.
This is a lot of foolishness. Anyone can buy express checks. There's lots of Charles Elliott's in this state.
You'll have to do better than that, Dad.
Grant.
Oh, shut up, Grant.
You don't think I had anything to do with those auto supplies? What are you trying to do? Turn my own son against me?
You've already done that, Mr. Elliott. I've been on this patrol a long time. I've seen evil and ugly things, but it's the first time I've seen a father allow his son to go to trial for crimes that he committed.
Don't listen to him, Grant. It isn't true. You know it isn't true.
You know what? You got a beautiful clip of Broderick Crawford. Yeah. And it was always that fast patter, you know? Here's what happened to you. You know who stole Broderick Crawford's act?
Who?
Jack Webb.
Yeah, you know what?
Dragnet back in the day was that as we go, you know, more and more, I'm thinking I'm turning into you.
Have to understand from whence we came, Mike.
Wow, it's incredible. Yeah,
Broderick Crawford on today's show. That's excellent.
So we got Charlie Sheen, we got Broderick Crawford, we got Robert Redford. It's a full show.
Confuse Robert Redford and Broderick Crawford.
I forgot him. You know, face like a skillet full of boils. Yeah. Anyway, that's Broderick Crawford.
One of Gorshin's go-to impressions.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, because he's easy to do, as I just proved. And I haven't talked about him in years. We got news coming up, but first I want to tell you this episode is powered by Incogni. Incogni is your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even SSNs. Those are social security numbers. And sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their lists, period. With 4 flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family. Don't forget them. And you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. I'm Broderick Crawford, and I endorse this company.
Oh, now you're going to get a letter from the Crawford estate.
Yes, wonderful. Use code TMOS. Sometimes I really hope we're still small potatoes, but it seems not to matter. People pick on us all the time. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's INCOGNI.com/TMOS. There you go. Check him out. Yeah. Oh, play the news thing.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know when you were done, Broderick.
That's right. I'm Broderick Crawford, and now it's time to put on my fancy spectacles.
Those are your Highway Patrol glasses.
It's my Cary Grant glasses.
Hello, we're going to do news now.
Hi, my name's Mike O'Mara, and I buy cheap readers every single day so I can have a variety of frames.
How many are in your house right now? How many readers?
30.
Yeah, I got to re-up. I've got. Oh, hold it. The bell phone is ringing.
Somebody F with them if you get a chance.
Yes. Hello? Hello? Asshole.
Takes them a while. That's when I have no time for that. When they go into the data bank and they realize, oh, somebody's picked up.
Hello?
Yeah. Glad that happened right after the Incogni ad. Robert Redford.
That line is not protected by Incogni. That is not. Okay. It's an unlisted number.
Robert Redford died early yesterday morning at his home in Utah. He was 89. No word on cause of death yet. Has anything been updated on that? I don't think. I think it was natural cause.
He died in his sleep. That's what I heard, yeah.
His rep said he was in, quote, the place he loves, surrounded by those he loved. Redford broke out in the 60s and 70s with movies like this, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, 3 Days of the Condor, The Sting. That gave him his only Oscar, by the way. The only nomination he got as an actor. Didn't win the Oscar, but he got nominated. As a director, he did win an Oscar for his first film, Ordinary People, in 1980. Mm-hmm. He went on to direct the Milagro Beanfield War, A River Runs Through It, a movie I love.
Oh, that is a good one.
Quiz Show, The Horse Whisperer, and The Legend of Bagger Vance. We'll skip that one.
Mike, like that movie. Everybody makes a misstep sometimes.
And he continued.
You keep that movie out your mouth.
He continued acting in such classics as The Natural, Out of Africa, and Indecent Proposal. And when you talk about The Natural and Out of Africa, the scores from both of those are absolutely phenomenal. And Rob's playing the score from The Sting.
Oscar-winning score for Marvin Hamlisch, yeah.
In 1981, he founded the Sundance Institute to champion independent film and new cinematic voices. And in 1984, he started the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. He was also an avid environmentalist. He is survived by his second wife, 2 daughters, and 7 grandchildren. He had 2 sons, one who died as an infant in 1959. Oh. That's when I was born.
Wow.
And one who succumbed to cancer in 2020. That's a terrible thing that you don't hear about. Barbara Streisand, who starred with Redford in The Way We Were, said, quote, Bob was charismatic, intelligent, intense, always interesting, and one of the finest actors ever. He was one of a kind, and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to work with him. And
I mean no disrespect, but could you read Barbara Streisand's quote as Broderick Crawford?
All right. Bob was charismatic, intelligent, intense, always interesting, one of the finest actors ever. He was one of a kind. I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to work with him.
Thank you, Barbara.
I love working with him.
A star is born.
Star is born. Yes, sir. Hubble. Hubble. Yeah, and I'm not talking about the telescope. His character. How many iconic lines has Mel Brooks written over the course of his career? It would take forever to list them all. Have you ever wondered if he has a favorite? Well, he does, but I bet you'll never guess it. I'll even give you a hint. It's from Blazing Saddles, and I still don't think you'll get it. It's the very end of the movie where Gene Wilder asks Cleavon Little where he's going. We'll let you see the line here. And the line is very nondescript, really.
It is. But it's clever, and you know, the movie is so insane. I didn't know it until I had to pull this clip.
Right.
But it is, there's really no way to end that movie because it gets so crazy at the end. I think he likes the fact that it sort of puts it in a bow. You know,
here's the line, and we'll play it for you right now from Blazing Saddles. Okay.
Beautiful film. Look at that.
Where are you headed, cowboy?
This episode brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you some major buckage. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. It's so much more than just watching the game. You can be a part of the action with Prize Picks. Do you think that Saquon Barkley will have more or less than one rushing TD? Or Joe Burrow more or less than 2.5 passing TDs? What about Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards? Lock it in and get ready for fun. Prize Picks is so easy and so fun. It's the number one way to play daily fantasy sports in over 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Deposits? Simple. Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard. Withdrawals? Lightning fast, safe, secure. And here's the game changer. Prize Picks invented the flex pay. So even if one of your picks doesn't hit, you can still cash out and double your money. Carry Speedway. Wack is killing it already this season. So this season, don't just cheer. Play like you've got skin in the game. Millions of fans already have. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. You know, comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good, not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Nowhere special.
Nowhere special. I always wanted to go there.
That's his favorite line right there. And then they ride off. But this, you got to go through the whole way with the scene on this one.
And also, this is funny. The fact that...
Watch this. So they're riding off Western
literally
style.
Into the sunset.
Into the sunset, like a classic... old movie, like an old Western movie. This is classic Mel Brooks at the end of the movie. Giving us a laugh at the end of the movie,
yeah,
too.
There's
right?
No end.
Stay with it.
There's a limousine. The handler comes and gets the horses.
Yes. Movies like Before Cars. And they get in there. That's so stupid.
It
but
is.
It's so funny.
Oh, I love it.
And the handler just takes the horses away. Just funny.
The way the movie ends, it ends up with Bart and Gene Wilder, Waco Kid, watching the movie. And then they cut to the movie. And in it, the Waco Kid has his popcorn from the movie theater. It's like a weird time circle, but it's just marvelous. Yeah.
Really good stuff. And that was his favorite line. I get it. I understand.
I do too.
It kind of puts it all together. Ever since Nate Bargatze's Boys and Girls Club stunt at the Emmys, the organization has received more than double the donations compared to this time last week. That makes it all worthwhile.
That is.
Right
that's
there.
Smart
that's why
use
it's
of
a
your
great
power,
idea.
Nate.
A Boys and Girls Clubs of America executive also added that the search interest for the organization is at a record high. That's good because I think it's a good organization and I think it's really good that it's getting
good
more
outfit,
attention
Mike.
Right now. Very good outfit. Here's the quote. The $350,000 donation from Nate and CBS will be incredibly impactful to our programs and in the lives of kids and teens who attend our clubs. But, you know, if I can just say this about that.
Okay, please.
The idea of giving kids a place to go, a place to exercise, a place to get together with a little bit of supervision. I do that with my own son with sports. That's what it's all about. I might talk about my sports obsession with my kid where I try to make it to everything. And it's just to have them with an activity as opposed to just milling around. Milling around is when bad stuff happens. That's when the bad stuff happens.
It starts when they're infants. Kids like structure. They really do. And if you can give them that structure, you will get them off on the right foot.
Yeah. So they got the $350,000 from Nate Bargatze, and the executive goes on to say, but this moment was about more than the donation for us. It was also special because it placed our mission and our club kids on a national stage. So that's a way to go, Nate. Hats off to Nate Bargatze.
Have you happened to look at his monologue from the presentation?
I did not look at the opening bit, and I didn't look at the monologue.
Don't think it's great. And also, Emmy, shame on you, Emmy Awards, for that lousy, lackluster death reel. Did not care for it.
Really? The memorial segment was bad?
Yeah, it's normally quite good, but the music was nice. They did that thing where they performed live music against the clips. It was Vince Gil and another singer.
All right,
good dead people for you?
I think there was plenty of dead people.
Did they omit anybody significant for you?
Not to my eyes, but I think also I don't want to discount their performances and their value to the business. I don't need to see sound editors and costume designers in the memorial.
I agree with you.
I mean, I know they're important to the business, but people want to see the faces they know.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's the self-congratulatory area. The only people that know them are the people in Hollywood, and you're putting on a television show for a national audience to promote your brand. I would like to see it with more
length devoted, like little clips would be great. You know, like a montage of clips as opposed to just stills.
I think what it ought to be is you at like a Weekend Update desk with each picture over your right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then after everyone, you go, sad, right?
We did that at the on the rooftop live show. Remember, we did a death reel.
A death reel, yes. Thank you for reminding me of that bit. Yes. That was funny. It makes me laugh again.
Yeah, there were a couple in there people didn't like.
You can't please everybody all the time, Josh.
Yeah, screw them. The best thing about being a senior citizen is the discounts.
Is it, Mike?
I don't take advantage. I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I would in a second.
I do. The one place I take advantage of them is the movie theater.
Okay.
I'll get the senior price. The worst thing is about being a senior is everything else. No, it's not. So maybe the early bird specials are not worth it. According to the internet, I know where this is coming from. These are my people. These are the children of the greatest generation.
Uh-oh, the needy generation.
The whining generation. According to the internet, some senior citizens are trying to cancel the word senior. S-A-Big-Hairy-D. Come on.
Do they have an alternative?
It's probably in the story. They want to cancel it because it sounds old.
Yeah, you are old.
Just go with almost dead.
God almighty.
A-D.
Well, now you hurt me. Now you've taken it too far, Soroka. You really have. You've taken it almost.
You've made him late enough.
Anyway, they don't want to be reminded of it. Oh, shut up. All right, let me continue with the story.
That reminds them.
It's ridiculous.
Everything else in life.
Of course, here's the fact. Senior citizens are old, but younger boomers, there they are.
Yep.
Worst people in the world. My people, younger boomers, the ones in their early 60s. Well, I'm not in my early 60s anymore, but the younger ones are a pain in the ass. They want to separate themselves from older boomers.
They want to split that 20-year era.
I hear them talk about the older people, the people that are like 72 and 73. They talk about them like they're not going to be there in like 6 seconds.
Well, they want it like high school. They want to be the juniors, and they're the seniors.
I agree. It's like how older millennials want to separate themselves from the younger ones. Instead, here's your name, Josh. You know what they're calling themselves?
What's that?
Generation Jones. What does that even mean?
Wasn't that
Rob, do you have any idea? Is it?
Generation Jones!
They don't want to identify as boomers because they were a little more hip and rebellious. I don't understand Jones. One person describes their youth as the smoke, dope, and protest era. Oh, good for you. Congratulations,
Be proud.
Asses.
Be very proud.
It is a reference to keeping up with the Joneses.
Because Generation Jones is known for the pressure of matching each other's lifestyles. That's true. But that's derogatory, in my opinion, if you're identifying as that.
Is this strictly in America? Because I wonder if in Mexico, will they still call them?
No, it's in Germany.
in Mexico, will they be called senior citizens?
Historically, people start being called seniors at 55 and definitely by 65. However, some companies and organizations targeting younger boomers are reportedly changing senior centers and senior living to things like community centers and active living. Oh, God, you're going, what? Americans, you're going to die. Everybody is. Accept the reality of it. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen 20 years from now.
During the show, it could happen.
During the show.
One TikToker. They changed the name of the senior center. In we have one on King Street here in Leesburg.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, they changed it to the Fornication Bungalow.
Oh, I thought. I wish they'd taken the short one that I wanted them.
What's that?
The Stabbing Cabin.
Grandpa.
One TikToker joked, "quote I have to say that phasing out the word senior because it makes you feel old is kind of the most boomer thing ever." Yes, it is. It's totally boomer.
And if it would be okay, Mike, don't call me bald because it makes me feel like I don't have any hair.
One Generation Joneser commented, "quote
Joneser."
Older adults is preferred. F you and the horse you rode in it. Call me a senior all day long. I am a senior citizen, and I'm very proud of it and very happy to do what I do. By the way, did I invoke that when I asked you guys to cover for me yesterday? Did I? No, I didn't. I probably mentioned that. What I like to say a lot when I do that to you guys on occasion, I say, 66. 66, okay? Come on now. Let's go.
We don't bat an eye. We don't bat an eye.
No, you don't. You guys are the best in the biz. Yeah. You're fantastic. I love it. But that's what I'll do like to other people when
We did tell you one day off, no retirement.
No retirement.
That's right.
One day.
Yeah, and I don't plan on it. So, count on it. Fans of TV train wrecks are in for a serious treat.
Oh, count me in.
I am not necessarily going to commit to watching this, but I must say,
I'm sure Rob and I will.
Yeah.
I am intrigued. Well, you guys are going to love this. Bravo is combining The Real Housewives with Wife Swap for a 4-episode series called Wife Swap, The Real Housewives Edition.
Carrie will watch it.
You lost me.
Yeah. Angie Katsanavis, you might not when you hear it the way it's explained.
All right.
Angie Katsanavis from Salt Lake City, Emily Simpson from Orange County, Melissa Gorga from New Jersey, and Dr. Wendy Asifo from Potomac will star, and the show premieres in October, on October 14th, but they won't swap with each other. Each real housewife will swap with an actual wife from the real world. So in the first episode,
intrigued with the layout.
In the first episode, Katsanavis swaps with, quote, an off-the-grid homesteader and former Mormon whose family lives without electricity or running water. I'm intrigued. You're still shaking your head.
I'm intrigued, but it sounds like a setup now.
Formulaic.
It's too forced.
You know what? I think if you need a reality show, Josh, let's go back to The Honeypot from The Wrong Paris.
I am all in on The Wrong Paris. That was an enjoyable movie.
I can't believe how much I enjoyed it.
And you going to put it on your movie show?
No, it's too new. No, it's on Netflix right now.
I get
it. But it's okay.
If you like the fluff that we like, you'll watch that.
All right. Finally today, there are at least three or four subtle signs that this woman wasn't sober. See if you can spot them.
All right.
A 24-year-old woman in Tampa got arrested after she drove the wrong way on the interstate.
Oh, that's a drag.
Then she sideswiped a cop car. And she claimed her husband was driving, but it was pretty clear he wasn't. Why was it pretty clear? He wasn't in the car. It happened just after 2:30 a.m.
That's not the direction I thought it was going.
2:30 a.m. Saturday morning, they released the chest cam footage, and yeah, she was out of it. She was doing 60 on the shoulder, going in the wrong direction, and wouldn't pull over. She sideswiped a cop car when it got in her way. Then a cop behind her did a pit move, and they boxed her in. Once she was out of the car, they asked if she realized she was going the wrong way, and she said, "This interstate?"
Oh, no, lady.
She also tried to claim her husband was the one driving and almost seemed like she believed it, but they knew it wasn't true because she was the only one in the car.
Mind-boggling.
Hello. She eventually admitted that she'd been drinking.
What?
And said she'd had three full drinks.
Oh, that... That's really the mark of someone who's like troubled, is when they say half drink,
full drink.
I just had a sip.
They breathalyzed her, and she was more than twice the legal limit. In Tampa, it's close. I'll be up there this coming weekend taking my kid to a ball game. Up the road in Tampa, they do believe that driving on the wrong side of the road gets you home quicker. Yeah, go on that side. You'll get home faster, I guarantee
it. You got to get it on. Come on now. Come on now.
I told ye. Anyway.
That interstate.
God, the traffic up there is insane, too. We will take a break. When we come back, we are going to do something. But first, I do want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that this fine show has fine sponsors. And one of the finest is Legacy Box.
Amen.
Do you have any delightful memories? Well, we talk about memories a lot on the show. That's a bingo if you have them. Do you want to relive those good old days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes, film reels, and you just aren't sure where to start? Watching that Charlie Sheen documentary, you see all those old Super 8 movies that he has.
Yes, so great.
You can collect them and put them in a legacy box, and you will release the memories.
Release the memories, Josh. Release them.
Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Two guys started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. The entire world, ladies and gentlemen. The world.
World.
The world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days, Jerry, free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind because you always have a backup. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, wash your hands before eating. We've got in our next segment, we're going to talk to Josh about senior softball. But first, I have
Mike, it's actually Jones softball.
It's Jones, yes. Generation Jones softball. That's right.
Pretty much. It's
you can't call it that anymore. But first, I have to ask Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Why in the name of Jesus are you still wrestling with a television antenna on top of your home?
It's not on top of my home.
Where is it?
10 feet up, mounted off of my deck. And the thing is this. I put up, and Josh will, I hope you can help me understand what I'm doing wrong. I put up what was called, actually a year ago, because I checked when I bought it, a Yagi antenna. And this is a classic, and like honeymooners looking V-shaped antenna, right?
And tell Mike what you would have to do when you want to turn the antenna a little bit to point to a different direction.
The Yagi is a brilliant antenna. It is really, really effective. But
is it made in Japan?
Mike, almost all antenna. It was invented in Japan, as a matter of fact. And this was made
by
in China.
By Mr. Me Yagi.
I don't know his name. I don't know the man's name. But it was invented in like the 20s. And so wax on, wax off.
Because Charlie Sheen's on my brain. He's almost the Karate Kid.
He was almost the Karate Kid. But if you wanted to watch different DC stations, particularly Channel 20 and Channel 5, their towers are not as close to the other broadcasters. So
why don't you explain? You just can't say Channel 20 and Channel 5 to a national, worldwide podcast.
I live almost exactly 42 miles from the city.
Fox is Channel 5, right?
Yeah.
What is Channel 20?
Channel 20 is owned by Fox, but it's an independent. Like they would do.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's WDCA Channel 20.
It's the CW, Josh.
That's what I thought it was CW, but I didn't think CW
I don't know if it is
anymore.
I don't think it is. I think 50 is the CW.
It's
a
channel that nobody needs.
Exactly. Unless you watch.
Yeah, here it is.
Wait
here
for
it, comes.
It.
Yep.
Judge shows.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and that's a major part of Carrie's life. A lot of what used to be in her heart for family.
You two can never separate. It's not possible.
What used to be in her heart for family and love of husband and respect for husband.
Please,
has
stop
been
the
replaced.
Proceedings.
Has been replaced by judge shows. Now, the other networks, your NBC, your CBS, your ABC, their towers are in a different cluster. And normally, if you're close to the city, it doesn't make much difference, but I'm 42 miles out. So if I wanted to go from, say,
too far out for where they run cable.
Well, no, we have it. But Mike, did you think it was wise to spend $180 a month on the on DirecTV?
And remember, the antenna not only is free, it is higher quality video.
It is. And when you get the signal, it's amazing. It's uncompressed.
I am wrestling
video
right now with my stolen cable service. You know
Are
what
you
I mean?
Are you still fighting that?
Well, no, I'm wrestling with the service I got that has the you know, that has all the channels.
Yeah,
the streaming service.
I too am wrestling with that, but more from a moral stand of I can't afford the other one, but maybe I should pay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love the fact that once again with Josh, it's good and evil.
It is. Everything's good and evil.
Yeah, well, because I'm on the other team, Josh. I don't wrestle with that whatsoever. I'm just trying to figure out my
just
password.
Pure evil.
Pure evil. That's me.
I got sick and tired of going out there, literally, Mike, with a broom to point the antenna anytime Carrie wanted to watch a judge show or Robert wanted to watch football. And it's loosey-goosey.
Let me just say
horrible.
To the listeners that were complaining, is it any question mark whatsoever why this man struggles with certain technical aspects of this endeavor? He is using a broom for his television.
Well, how would you adjust it?
I wouldn't have a television antenna.
All right. Well, Mike, here's the next step. I said, I remember when I was 4 years old.
You know, we're not doing the scene two from A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Okay.
My father was so excited when I was 4 years old that he put a rotator on his antenna on the roof. So with remote control, it would turn the antenna for you. And I said, Carrie, this antenna has a rotator. We'll never have to use the broom again. And she said, you know what? You're very excited. Order it. So I ordered this. The brand was Sibidi, but I think it's
Skibidi?
Sibidi, I think it is. And
Michael's favorite, Skibidi.
And so I bought it right away, and I started to install it, and I put it up, and then I realized something. It rotates, but it's not the right kind of antenna, and I got less channels than with the first one.
But it looks really nice spinning on the top.
It does
of the
look
house.
Nice spinning. So I went, and then when I went to put the old one back on, because it's a piece of crap from the Orient, it broke into pieces.
Asia, don't say the Orient.
And it's not because it's made there. It's because all antennas are thin aluminum.
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't serve as support. So
maybe it's giving you problems because it's 1930s technology.
I am
all for this. When I lived in Annapolis, I did an antenna as well because I was able to get all of DC and all of Baltimore.
Yeah,
which is clear as a bell.
Yeah,
clear.
And,
cable.
And again, free. So I go on to a website called The Antenna Man. And this guy, if you think I'm a loser, you got to talk to the antenna man. And he got so mad at this model of rotating antenna, Mike, that he yelled at it. He screamed never to buy it. And then he took it out back and broke it with a hammer. So
this is the one you have?
I said, I better return this. So I packed it back up and I sent it back to Amazon. And then, Mike, now I'm up to spending about three times what I originally did. And I got...
I'm surprised that you sent it back to Amazon and didn't get on a horse and ride it up to the shop where it was made.
Josh, are you familiar with the two reflector bow tie antenna?
I am familiar with the bow tie antenna.
This has two elements, Mike, so one can point to Baltimore.
Do you have a picture of it?
I can get you a picture of it.
Well, that would take 6 hours for you to get a picture
of it. I'll have it in a minute.
And okay, Mike, very good.
This is an American-made company. They American make this, and it's got a lifetime guarantee, and I bought it. And, you know, I really should read more and research little details before
I buy
them.
Which do you like better, bow tie antennas?
Go ahead.
Which do you like better, bow tie antennas or bow tie pasta?
Definitely the pasta. easier to mount.
And I like those angel hair antennas.
Yeah, that's it. That's my model right there.
That's on the side of your house. You're sure the neighbors are really excited about that?
It's coming today. And Mike, here's the deal.
How attractive is that? Wow.
But I didn't do all the research. I didn't realize that it's 50 inches wide.
Are you getting TV channels on that, or are you controlling where our nuclear submarines are going?
I'll have news for you hopefully tomorrow because it's arriving today.
Wow. And that is part of the problem is where you live. That you have a lot of other things going through the air for the government.
Yeah, and also we got trees and mountains and other townhouses. So I actually
bought. Do you have any trees and mountains near you?
Behind
they're
us,
all,
we do.
They're all behind you, but you're not, a straight
you're
shot.
To D.C.
You're pointing to D.C.
There might be one large tree.
If you were in West Virginia or like in Charlestown, you know what I mean? It would be a different story. You're before the mountain range.
I actually bought a 3-foot
extender. You're before the foothills of the Shenandoah.
I bought 3 feet more for my pipe, too. So I'm going to be a little high. I'm going to be close to 30 feet above ground level.
Do you have an association that has any thoughts on that particular?
Yeah,
they're not allowed. HOAs by law are not allowed to stop you from having an antenna up to, I think it's 12 feet above your roof line.
Oh, man, that's the next step then. Let's go up there. Because I still have the dish up there.
Does that mean I can go into my storage area and get out my Jessica Rabbit topless blow-up doll? And as put it on the front lawn again.
As long as it's an antenna.
Yes. Happy Halloween. Antenna, you're good. Well, that's good. Oh my God, he's having a. And what are you going to get for that? What are you going to? You're going to get a little ether down at the Mercantile for your cough.
You know what's great about coming to work every day is just feeling loved,
feeling beloved. Amen. That's awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. We are going to come back and talk. Generation Jones softball with
I love
Josh.
It.
I'll tell you about the whole thing that we do here because I don't care. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled by the last breaths of summer.
Does summer brush its teeth?
The holidays are coming. Are you ready? What are you doing here?
It came up to 5 to 7. What are ye doing here?
Just imagine walking into every holiday party feeling in control, looking great, and already down mass poundage. Sound nice? No?
Yes, no.
Well, listen to what I have to say. Right now, Dermglow Skin has GLP-1/GIP on sale from now through October 3rd. This is your chance to feel confident before the holidays hit. And don't forget, Dermglow Skin ships skincare fast nationwide. And we've got peptides for energy, skin tightening, focus, and more. Took one of my tirzepatide. That's my GLP that I take. And yesterday, not only was I playing my favorite sport, but then I had 2 hours where I was walking. And then the third thing I did was walk. It's 95 degrees, by the way, down
That's
here.
Mike, too hot.
All day. You know when I ate? The first time I ate, it was kind of a momentary. It was not a planned fast, but right. I fasted. I ate at approximately 6:30 at night. I had a little salad. I had a little taco
and
salad thing.
One roast beef.
It was absolutely incredible. I did that because I wouldn't be able to do that.
No, no. That's great.
Without the help.
It gives you the magic of willpower, does it
not? It's fantastic. Visit dermglowskin.com today because feeling good and glowing is the best gift you can give yourself this season, people. Halloween right around the corner, and we want you to look great in your sexy podcaster costume. Are you ready to change your body? And your mindset. I like sexy podcaster costume.
Yeah, I got the Joe Rogan in a bikini. It's great.
Let's go to dermglowskin.com. I'll see you there. I can't wait to get my Marc Maron wig. It's going to be really, really exciting. All right. Here it is. We have a taping schedule on Tuesday that gets whacked around. We usually
shuffled
tape early
around,
in the morning, shuffled around. And then towards the end of the summer, I said, can I tape at 4 o'clock? And the show has what's called a long tail. We put it up there. There are people that enjoy it live. A lot of people get it a few days later. We let you know when we tape, and that's how we get our live viewers. But, usually I like to do my favorite thing in the morning on Tuesdays
with
the guys. I'm playing my favorite sport. That's why.
Okay.
Then Josh, which made me feel so much better, said, okay, well, if we switch that around, I may join a senior softball league.
And it was good timing because when you brought up the Tuesday, like the day before, I saw an ad for this senior softball games, and they play at 9:30, and I was trying to do the math to see if I could make it there, and also it was perfect timing.
Where did you see the ad? Was it like in the back of a local magazine, or where do they advertise?
AARP magazine.
So,
it was on Facebook.
Oh, okay, very good.
Did it intrigue you when you saw it the first time?
Yeah, it intrigued me because I have always been the, well, for the past few years, I've been the old guy on the softball team.
Okay.
And I saw that in this senior softball league, the minimum age was 45, which meant I could be the kid.
Is there a maximum age on the other softball teams? Or can you just stick around as long as you want to?
As long as you're alive.
Oh, that's nice.
So do you have any people north of 70 playing?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
I love that.
They're mostly in their 60s, early 60s. There's the guy that was on the field on the other team yesterday that I believe his number starts with a 9.
Wow.
He was just that. So
he was that old.
He was that old.
Now, did he come in between innings or did they just leave him in the outfield because it was quicker?
You have a few of those guys that would only bat and not go play the field.
I understand.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. In left field.
Let me make sure I do that justice.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Thank you. Let me get it one more time.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Thank you. All right, go ahead. Yesterday was your first game.
When I signed up, I got a phone call immediately.
From a landline.
He's like, I'm just calling to see if you're serious about playing. I said, yeah, that's why I signed up and paid the registration fee.
Right.
And he said, all right, well, I'm drafting you tomorrow. I just want to know what positions you play and have you played before.
Did he sound old?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it ended up being because he saw my age.
And I guess
from what I learned yesterday from talking to the other coach, not the coach that drafted me, but the other coach, is that I guess having a 45-year-old sign up was all the talk at the draft room on who's going to get the kid.
You know who you are? You're the hot
That's
chick.
That's awesome. That's
you
fantastic.
Are the hot chick. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I was told that there's a good chance I will be the youngest guy in the league for the next 5 years.
How does that make
the
you
next
feel?
5 years.
I am the only person in the league that starts at a 4 in their front of their digit.
And good for you. You are the Jody Foster of that league.
Have you played yet? Have you played a game yet?
Yesterday we had the first game.
I can't wait to hear about
first
this.
First time meeting all these guys. I say, just put me wherever. I don't care. I'll do whatever. I am the third baseman on this team.
They put you in the key position there. Exactly. There you go. Right.
Two games yesterday, played third, did fine. And then I also end up running for another old guy every inning. Someone gets to first base, and the first one out is, if I'm not on deck, it's Josh Giron.
Oh, my God. Are they nice guys? Is it fun? Do you like everybody?
They're great guys. It cracks me up because I feel like I am playing with a whole bunch of dads.
I'm sure you are.
Because I run out there, and they're constantly trying to coach me. And, like, I've played this game my whole life.
Yeah.
And they're at one point there was a fly ball hit to shallow center field, and I was on second base, so I just stood there. And then I didn't run to third. I didn't extend it because the ball was right there.
Right.
And I get in, and I say, well, I can score from second if it's just hits the ground. I'm not going to tag up.
Right.
And the guy said, well, you don't know. In this league, no one in the outfield can throw the ball. Just run. We've got legs. We don't have arms.
How are the sticks? Are they are the batters pretty good?
The batters are pretty good. I'm excited to buy a new softball bat.
Right.
Because I can now buy a senior softball bat.
And what's the difference?
It has extra pop that you can't use at a lower level.
Baby.
So you can get an extra 20 feet off this bat.
Do you have any fat guys on the team that can jack it?
Look at us.
Yes. Yeah, we got guys that can still hit the ball. The other team had a home run, so there's guys that can still hit the ball. It's mostly 60-year-old men, I would guess, 60 to 70, that range, but it's great.
Two games, how'd you do? Did you win either? Did you win both?
We won one and lost one.
Split it, okay.
If at that hour, I know it's a solo effort on your part, but if anybody takes any action photos, I would give my right one to see a little Josh out on the diamond. It would be fun.
Credit to Nodak in the chat room. I wish I had thought of this one.
Hold on, I got to ask one last question. Yeah. Hold on. Did anybody say, they had to mention your height. They had to mention your height, right?
Of course. Of course.
Hey, a tall drink of water.
Yeah. They called him in the chat room, like, Sammy Sroka.
Sammy Sroka.
I heard at one point, who's that guy who's that major league player, the Stork? Who's that? Who was that guy?
Randy Johnson.
Oh, no, yeah. Not Randy Johnson, because that's what I brought up modern names, and it was some guy I've never heard of in baseball.
The Stork. I don't
Warren
remember
Warren Spahn.
Well, fantastic. I look forward to hearing more about
that's
it.
That's good news, yeah.
Randy Johnson was then brought up as well.
Randy Johnson, enjoy. I want photos.
Do me a
I
favor, when you get your new bat, please write on it Wonder Boy.
I wanted it to be a very special bat. Tribute to Robert Redford. You got beautiful video for us today?
Too much, Mike. Too much today.
Too much and futch. I cannot wait. That's awesome. We got video coming up. But first, falling leaves, falling temperatures, and the rise of indoor bugs.
Bugs!
If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year. $800? Ew. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, climate, and all that gribbly stuff that makes bugs come into your house. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, which, by the way, if you're not using it to, you know, take care of your home, you can use it for spraying dressing on a Caesar salad.
You see, that's where you go with it, Mike. I use it as a water pick.
Mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. Now, they asked me to say this.
Please. Pesty electronic sprayer not to be used with any foodstuffs.
Thank you.
And they have instructions, too. Follow them. And you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. What was your record time that you finished it?
Eight. I did it in 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, plus Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Pesty is the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Oh, big things, Mike.
Big things are always happening on Curl, K-I-R-L, with music.
Curl.
Curl.
Curl Instant News.
Curl Instant News, Mike.
Curl.
Features and sports. And you can plan your day with our weather reports. Stay in tune and don't miss a second on Channel 1070 Curl.
Right.
Curl, K-I-R-L.
Mike, everyone who sang that jingle is dead.
Yeah. You know, actually, back in the day on KRL, it's LA station, there was a radio personality, great disc jockey named Bob Long. Did you ever hear of Bob Long?
I've heard the name. I don't think I've heard an air check.
And he worked with the guy from the Three Stooges, the ball guy.
Curly?
It was the Long and Curly show.
Ladies and
a pubic hair joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that journey.
Rob, you were completely pulled into that story. You thought it was a real person.
I did. I absolutely did. And I think there was a disc jockey called Bob Long, but
Bob
who
Long,
knows?
There was, probably.
Mike, Elton John, I adore him more now than maybe ever before because he's still getting it done. His last LP was a lot of fun. Really good stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
But do you know that he... he's had knee surgery, and most times when people replace knees and they take parts out, they dispose of them in like a medical waste way.
Yeah, Elton, you never see your joints again. I know my parts are in the wastebasket.
They used to say, I saw your adenoids floating down the Potomac River. I always thought that was nice, but Elton had a different plan.
Okay.
My kneecaps removed, the left one first, and then the right. I asked my surgeon if I could keep the kneecaps, which he was rather startled.
Who's
about
that?
Elton John sharing a surprising repurpose of his kneecaps. The singer sitting down for the World Gold Council's short documentary, Touched by Gold, detailing the jewelry redesign backstory.
My surgeon said I had the worst knees he's ever operated on. That hole
that
was actually
so
in
disgusting.
My kneecap.
Disgusting.
I know.
It looks a bit like an old artifact from Egypt or something.
It How do you like suppose he wore out his knees?
You win. You win. I thought I had a good one, and then you beat it.
That's all right, Mike. I had wow. You know what? I had the advantage. Oh, meanwhile, sometimes this is all you need as an introduction to a tape. Florida woman.
Okay.
Probably has no idea. His owner, Danny Wright.
But anyone would do it.
Saved his life last week.
But we've never seen an alligator back here.
She took Dax behind her house in Land O'Lakes and walked along this stagnant creek.
I heard a squeal. And I got pulled. So the alligator had him by his air tag and drags him.
She says an alligator bit Dax's collar and dragged him into the water. Then Wright fought back.
And I just punched and punched and punched, and I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let go, like he unclamped a little, and I pulled out, but his teeth were like here and just drug down my arm.
It may look like algae or maybe even astroturf, but it's actually floating water moss, and it provided a great cover for that 5-foot gator.
That guy. Anyway, this everyone's guy, right. All right.
The gator now.
The gator escaped. The gator escaped back into the water moss, as they say.
You know, there's a line we use down here in Florida. I don't know if Josh is aware of it, but it's like, could there be a gator in that lake? And we all say, there could be a gator anywhere there's a puddle or water.
Right,
anywhere.
Right. Is there water?
If there's water, there could be a gator there. That's really the way we live
garage.
Down here. I mean, they're everywhere. They are everywhere. Absolutely.
But I like that she punched him. That's the way to deal
with it. Good for her, and saved her little doggy, too.
This was forever popping up on my TikTok or Instagram feed yesterday. It is a cooking show. I think it's a British cooking show. But the problem is that the cook is incommunicative. The host can't understand what the cook is saying. And the more I watch this, the funnier it got.
On one side, we have 4 medium rare. 4 medium rare.
Wait, what do you say? Medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
Yep. Good call. Play it again, please.
All right, thank you.
On one side, we have 4 medium rare. 4 medium rare.
Wait, what do you say? Medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
To me, it's almost reminiscent of the Hasselhoff tape where this is a mess.
There is a viral clip of I think it's German, and he's doing an interview, and someone's talking with an odd voice.
Yes.
And the host loses it. And the voice is something like, and the host is laughing. And then he takes a question from the audience.
Yes.
And the audience guy goes, I want to know if it's a, and I'll try to find it. I went by it. And it's on one side.
We have 4 medium rare. 4 medium rare.
Wait, what do you say? Medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
I swear to you, it's funnier every time you watch it.
I love it.
Okay, let's close with this. Dollar General, Mike. I know you buy most of your groceries there.
Oh yeah, 100%. I was by one last night. I didn't duck in, but I wanted to.
But it's not good when the bear comes in Dollar General. This is in New Jersey.
Jersey?
Yes. And look, he's just walking the aisles. And he's not small.
And he's not, he's moving too.
Yeah.
He's a,
hey.
Okay. Wow, look at the thing chugging. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? He's moving too fast. This guy, can he move any faster with his camera, idiot?
Oh, here he comes. Here comes the bear.
No.
Good camera work. Just staying right on him. Must be behind a counter.
I mean, you have to admit, as frightening as that, he's adorable. He's an adorable bear.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. This way. This way.
This guy is a dog.
He's stupid or brave. Yeah.
Keep coming. Where's the exit? The back of the store, right hand side.
So is that animal? That must be animal control. How Tommy is.
Come on, this way, this way.
I don't know. It was not identified who he was.
Come on, hey, this way. Good boy, good boy. Come on, good boy, good boy.
Does the guy realize that the bear is probably stalking him?
I know, I know.
Where the door?
Hello. This one's a frozen pizza.
Hello, come on, buddy. Where the door.
He can't find the door.
You got a back door here somewhere? Come on. Come on. This way. Come on.
Well, come on, dude. How long are you going to let the bear walk?
He doesn't know where the door is.
How about a little
clear
help, lady?
Clear the front of the store. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on. Come on.
This is fascinating.
Clear the front of the store. We're coming your way.
Is he going to be successful?
Come on. Come on. Here we go. Come on.
Now they're going to the front.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Bear probably wants to get. Jesus Christ. How
freedom, buddy. I'm amazed the bear's following. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's totally following. It's daytime. And he's out.
Not this way. Not this way. Go. You're out of here. Go. Whoop.
Go to Publix next door.
All right. Yes.
And he ran off into the woods, and that's it. And the amazing thing is that the bear didn't really want to be there. He wanted to head down to Satriali's and get a slice.
It's Satriali's. The whole tray?
The pork store? That's
Come
where
on,
he
though.
Is.
There we go. All right. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And don't forget, share the episode. Smash that like button.
Smash it.
I love saying that. And go to MichaelMaraShow.com. Get anything you want. We're now selling automobiles. That's right, automobiles.
Mike, yes. I didn't know you were going to announce the new motto of the store today, but you just said it. Mm-hmm. Anything you want.
Anytime you want. For Josh Sharok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.
The rent stays like a buffalo.
Well, I don't get the rent, the income, but they're...